Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Thinking about the kids being out of school, I know parents have a lot of additional concerns with keeping them busy, keeping them safe, keeping them fed is an issue for a lot of kids. And Paul, as you know, a lot of schools have free lunch programs and when the kids are out. And I love this. Tony Shuley is the director of marketing, North Hills Cares, and this Youth Summer Cafes concept is really great. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I got a note from Jimmy Ellenberger, your brother-in-law. He said, hey, Tony's married to my sister, Lynn, who started the North Hills Cares charity. It's really grown. You've done some great things over the years, and it's Pittsburgh, right? You're always a half person from everybody. So shout out to Jimmy and Lynn.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, he is my brother-in-law. I hate to admit it, but he is.
I played, Paul, you'll love this. I played baseball with Jimmy, who was a great pitcher. I 5-time All-Star, by the way. I don't know if he told you that, Tony. And no. He also worked for many years for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the business office, too. So many connections. And if you're a Shuley, you got to be related to the Shuleys that came over from the Abruzzo.
Yes, we actually, I'm from the town just up the hill from Pizzavallato where you
Gambarell.
Gambarell, that's correct. My family is from Gambarell.
A cappuccino in your town. You went to Central, right?
Yes, I did. I'm a Central Catholic grad.
Well, it's really great what you're doing for the kids here. Explain for Paul and I and our audience how this works.
So what we're doing is we are trying to remove what one of the main things we wanted to do is remove barriers to education. And we found about 5 years ago that one of the main barriers was hunger, especially in the summer. The kids who qualify for free or reduced lunch programs lost that benefit when summer rolled around because they weren't getting it through the schools anymore. There are some schools who do it, do have a program where they feed the kids during the summer. We happen to be in the North Hills and several of the districts around us don't do that. So we stepped in to try and pick up some of that gap. And back in 2019, we started feeding lunches to these kids who were in need. No financial requirements. If they just needed to come and have a lunch, they would come by and pick up a lunch and sit down and have a lunch with typically with friends and kids that they went to school with. We started with one location back in 2019. We now have 6 different locations where kids are eating a free lunch from provided by us on a daily basis during the summer.
Tony, where does the money come from, and how many meals are you serving?
So the money is mainly through donations. We have a mail campaign that we do right before Thanksgiving every year. And we also have one big event a year, and some little ones too. But the big one is an event that we call the Community of Music. And it's held in the block at Northway. And what we do is invite local high school and grade school bands and choirs and orchestras, whatever they want to bring. And they perform live. And we have a few raffles and 50-50 and ways for other people to donate. So that's probably the biggest event that it's a big undertaking. And we've done it, I think, 3 or 4 years in a row now. The 1 year during COVID, we did it, but remotely and live streamed it. So it's been interesting, but it's a great event. December 6th this year is the day, the first day of a 2-day event, December 6th and 7th.
Well, Tony, when we get closer to that event, make sure you reach out. We'll be happy to help you promote it. In the meantime, how do parents and most importantly, how do the kids find where they can go to these summer youth cafes?
So North Hills Cares, we have a website, so you could check it out. Check us out there. We are also on Instagram and Facebook if you want to follow us on Facebook. We try and keep that as up to date as possible with upcoming events. And if people want to sign up to have their kids come and enjoy the lunches with us, they can do that in either place. If they would like to volunteer, they could do that in either place, volunteer to help us feed the kids. They want to make a donation. They want to be aware of the programs that we have coming up in the next few weeks or months. It's all as up to date as we can keep it.
I would imagine the kids love the camaraderie too. And, you know, have an opportunity just to relax without any, since you allow anybody under 18, right, to just come have a lunch.
That is correct. Anyone under 18 is eligible. And yes, one of the main things we wanted to do, and actually one of the things that was a requirement when we first started this, was what they call congregate lunch. They wanted these kids to get together in the summer and still have that feeling of, you know, being social with the other kids. A lot of times they're kids they know. Plenty of times they're not. They're from a nearby school district, a nearby neighborhood, but they don't go to the same schools, et cetera. And that was one of the requirements that we had to put in place. During COVID, they made some changes to that. They allowed for kids to come with their family and just drive by and pick up lunches and go, but that's no longer the case. We have a couple of facilities. The main one we have is in Westview. It's North Hills United Presbyterian Church, and that's where there's a huge kitchen that they allow us to use at no charge to create to build the meals. That's probably not the right word, but that's where we put the lunches together. And a majority of the kids that come there, probably about 35 or 40 a day. And then we have these other locations. We take lunches to Aetna, to their swimming pool, and they have about 25 or 30 a day. We also do it in the Westview Hub, which is one of the associations that we partner with very often. They are feeding families as well. We're focused on kids. They do family food distribution once a week. And we also go to the Millvale Library, and we take food to Bellevue. And then the final one, which is a new one, and we've done this the last couple of weeks, the Northgate football team practices early in the morning. As you might expect, they want to beat the heat. And we bring them lunches. They come off the field and they eat lunch and together, and then go home.
So your website again, and great work, Tony.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, NorthHillsCares.com, all one word. And also you can find us on Facebook at North Hills Cares.
Tony Shuley, we appreciate what you're doing in our hometown. Thank you.
Larry, I'd like to slip in real quickly here that some of the people who are helping serve the food are volunteer students, 16 and older. That's really slick.
Yeah, it's a great effort.
We have a program we're calling, we're allowing kids from the high schools to come in and be volunteers. It's worked out really well. I think that they're exposed to things that they might not have been aware of, and they're very, very helpful and great at what they do.
All right, Tony. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it.